By the way, I side with Nas in that conflict that divides Hip Hop Nation. As far as the conflict that divides Barbecue Nation, I'm all mustard, baby.
I was just about knee high to an anthill when Daddy first took me to town. Bought my first pair of boots and blue jean suit and spurs that were jingle too. We took in all of the hot spots, went down to the merry-go-round. He put me up on a big wooden horse that just went up and down. He said, "Ride." Remember what my daddy said. Sit tight in that saddle and don't you get rattled. Just keep it straight in your head. Because a life is just like riding a bronco and kind of a merry-go-round. Some people will try to throw you sky high and run you right out of town. You'd better ride. If you hold on tight, everything will be alright, cowboy.
Thank you.
On the back side of the jewel case of that Sten Hansen autobiography disc that I've been playing at least something from for probably the last four shows, you know, the traditional side says Sten Hansen autobiography. On the other side, it says, "His manhood was bent and knobby like a juniper stick." That was some Belgian stuff. Heard a couple of tracks from this Collectif Inaudible CD called Cardo, Improvised Music in Brussels. I played some of this back when I first got it a couple weeks ago, probably more like 2 months, 6 weeks. That particular track was called Aigue Marine. Aigue as in one consonant. Aigue-Marine. Jean-Jacques Derinks on baritone sax, Guy Strail on piano, etc., Pat Risque, great fucking last name, on percussion, and Fabrizio Rota on synthesizer. Looking through, there's 12 tracks on here. It's also got Jim Denley. I thought that guy alternated between Australia and England. I guess when you're alternating countries 6 to 6 months of the year, you might as well take a sojourn every once in a while, get on in the middle, and then maybe we'll find him in Burma too. Looks like Guy Strail plays a couple of different things on this, also plays percussion anyway. And heard a little bit more from that Greek and the wind that will come to blow the dust away, as well as that Michael Parks Ride'em Cowboy number. Let's just get the Dead Sea stuff out of the way. Into our hearts. It's a split with Sebado, so let's hear the next number two, 7-inch.
Yeah! Look out, mama, there's a white boat coming up the river. With the big...
Actually, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm gonna make that work. God damn it, that pissed me off. I fucked it up. Had all sorts of goddamn plans for the way that was supposed to sound, and I fucked it up.
Yeah.
Made me think it should have been on 45, eh? Neil Young's never been in better company. You know, my girlfriend says that Neil Young's the most popular musician that I like. And I really do love the guy. It's not like I actually have bought his last 8 records, but I do like the guy. And I'd listen to him if somebody stabbed him on me. But she also says that it's hard for her to listen to because it reminds her of her mother, because her mother's a real big Neil Young fan. So she's used to all that stuff. And I have to admit that there's nothing about Neil Young's music that to me is motherly in any way. It doesn't remind me of anything maternal at all. And that really spawns a lot of love from me to my domestic partner's mother. That's not a mother-in-law, per se. More like a mother in escondido, or a mother in escrow. Let's call it a mother in escrow. Mother in escondido escrow. It's funny, if it wasn't for the graffiti on this table, I never would have seen the letters C and R together, and then a separate E to get that escondido thing happening. Because it's, oh, there's the, it looks like it says Jatidio here on the table here in marker. And then I never would have figured out escrow. Makes perfect sense now, though, doesn't it?